Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Elena Ka. Elena is a crystal healer, Reiki practitioner, alternative medicine practitioner, shamanic practitioner, and intuitive empath who does intuitive readings and has graciously come to our show to talk about the ascension and other energetic shifts that we're currently in. Thank you, Elena, for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Susan. It's nice to be here with you today.
So, Elena, would you give the listening audience a little bit of your background and how you came to be doing what you're doing now?
Well, I started this in about 2013. I started learning about shamanism and crystal healing because I myself needed healing. I discovered that I had a bunch of autoimmune deficiencies and disorders, and that I also had hemiplegic migraines with paralysis. And I needed natural ways of healing myself, and my soul needed reintegration, which is part of my ascension process. So I started working with crystals to heal my emotional and physical self. And I turned to shamanism to reintegrate my soul back together. And that was part of the healing process, the natural part of the healing process, because traditional medicine didn't work for me. I couldn't take any pharmaceuticals, any type of drugs. So I had to do it all naturally, basically.
Yeah, we're in this ascension phase right now. What I'm finding is that people who are toxic, the energy is causing a detox, a very uncomfortable detox to occur with autoimmune symptoms coming out. In my experience, I treat a lot of patients with silicone disease, defective breast implants, either saline or silicone, and the chemical toxicity leads to autoimmune disease, and then because their immune system's down, they get intracellular infections. And then those intracellular infections can also manifest as some forms of autoimmune disease. But it seems right now that because we're in the ascension energies, a lot of people are developing these symptoms, and what they really need to do is detox.
Yes, exactly. And part of detoxing is switching your food diet, going gluten-free, going organic, foods that really helps to detox your system, your body. And also it helps you to be emotionally more balanced. So that's how I did it. And I have basically Hashimoto's thyroiditis. So my thyroid function was ruined. So I went on desiccated thyroid medication, which is porcine, natural porcine hormone. And by changing my diet, I was able to stabilize myself.
And, yeah, most of my patients have the thyroid problem, too, at the level of the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus, or sometimes an autoimmune disease, the antibodies attack the thyroid. But if you have mold biotoxins, your hypothalamus goes bad. The leptin receptors get damaged. And not only your thyroid, but your adrenals, your ADH hormone, and your sex hormones get wiped out.
Yes, yes. And I take my adrenals are low, so I take a lot of different supplements, vitamins, and minerals to maintain that so I don't have stress levels and fatigue.
And one of the most important things that people can do right now is take adequate magnesium malic acid. It seems like during the ascension process, this magnesium deficiency is very, very common. So people get headaches and muscle aches and even muscle cramps. And the magnesium malate is really good for treating that.
Oh, yes, I agree with you 100% because I have headaches and joint pain, and I take magnesium. I also take calcium and phosphorus as well. That really helps to lift those levels in your body. And also vitamin C and vitamin D is very good as well.
Vitamin D is going to play a very, very critical role in the future. There's going to be a viral illness that is very, very devastating, that is going to be, shall we say, resistant to all known treatment. And vitamin D, large doses of vitamin D, like 600,000 units, will be one of the things that you can do to protect yourself against this virus.
Exactly. And there's like hidden viruses like Epstein-Barr virus, another virus that you can sometimes get as a child, and you have no idea why your energy is so low all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And vitamin D and C and E, they help boost your immune system and keep you healthy. And also naturopathic medicine, I take something called timolenium and influenza, and it's naturopathic remedies
mm-hmm.
made from herbs and essential flowers, flower essences, Bach remedies that really, it's like a natural immune booster. And it's naturopathic,
yes.
And it really helps to keep your immune system basically in line so you're healthy.
Yeah, the T-cell immune system fights against yeast, mold, cancer, viruses, and parasites. And the defective breast implants cause a problem with the T-cell immunity. And some of my patients have all of those things, which all have to be treated. And like the patient I saw today had HHV6, which is a virus that affects the lymphocytes. And so her immune system was really, really low because of that. And I wanted to share something. I got HHV6 from my patients. My patients have everything, so of course I catch it, right? So I had HHV6, and nothing was working. I mean, nothing was working. So I had interviewed Tom Palladino, who is an expert in scalar energy, and he does scalar energy treatments, and that wiped out the HHV6.
Mm-hmm.
It treats like 40,000 pathogens. So using the scalar energy directly is probably the safest way to wipe out these multiple viruses if your herbal and, you know, homeopathic and detox supplements don't work.
Yes, and also being outside and getting fresh air is very important these days, because a lot of people have oxygen deprivation and, you know, their blood counts are very low in everything, in vitamins and all kinds of things, so hormone levels are out of whack. So, you know, if you can get some sun, some sun rays while you're walking outside and breathe some fresh air, that also helps with fatigue.
Yeah,
and
it does. You're right.
And exercising, just walking as well,
mm-hmm.
is very good to keep the body moving, to get you
right.
stimulated and walking so your joints and muscles don't lock up. I find that very good for myself.
One of the things that is very good for osteoporosis, which many of us have, is whole body vibration. Have you heard of that?
No, what is that?
Whole body vibration, you can buy a machine for like $250, all the way up to $2,000, but you can find them on the internet for $250. They're a machine that vibrates, and you hold on to a thing you hold on to, but it vibrates, and the vibration corrects osteoporosis. And I interviewed one of the authors who wrote actually two different books on the scientific evidence behind whole body vibration in one book, and then behind a combination program of homeopathy and whole body vibration. And it's one of the best ways to treat osteoporosis, because as you probably know, the medications that they're using to treat them with now, like Fosamax and the derivatives, eventually lead to very brittle bones and dental problems. So you really want to stay away from that.
Yeah, exactly. When I have joint pain, I usually find mint balm helps as well. You know, or
what helps?
Mint balm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It really helps to remove the inflammation from the joints.
Mm-hmm.
And the muscle ache and the pain also goes away. And cannabis, you know, cannabis oil also is very good for pain, relieving aches and pains and
mm-hmm.
even migraines and, you know, like various strains of cannabis. But it has to be pure cannabis. CBD can't be with spice, and it can't be with, you know, other mixes of cannabis strains. So it's very, you know, it's marijuana. But
mm-hmm.
it's very good. It does help to relieve pain, and even some people have seizures or paralysis, and it's good for that as well. So you can get the pure marijuana, medical
Yeah,
marijuana.
We have it in Georgia for about 7 different indications, the pure stuff,
mm-hmm.
CBD oil. But you can get hemp oil. In fact, we carry it here. You can get other CBD and hemp oil that's not pharmaceutical grade that is pretty good. And it works through different mechanisms, but it's very good, I think, for the immune system.
Yes, yes.
But what I do for arthritis is I muscle test. I do use a lot of applied kinesiology, and I muscle test for the cause of it. And the things that I found that cause it, actually silicone does. Any silicone exposure can cause joint pain. Biotoxins, mold biotoxins do. Fluorine in California red wine can cause joint pain. Uric acid, which is dietary, arachidonic acid, which is dietary, degenerative, especially in an injured joint, bad fats. I was caught here at the center in a snowstorm, and I ate a bunch of almond butter that wasn't, I guess, was out of date, and one of my joints disintegrated. And I found out that bad fats will disintegrate joints. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then wheat allergy. A lot of people are allergic to the Roundup in the wheat, and if they eliminate wheat, then their joint pain can go away. So I find that muscle testing for the cause, and it might be more than one cause. Some people have like three causes, but then if they eliminate those things, then the joints aren't inflamed anymore. And then, of course, the big one is intracellular infection. That would be spirochetes and mycoplasmas. But that's usually the deforming arthritis, the ones where the joints swell and then eventually erode the bones and deform. That's the worst form of arthritis, but that requires treatment of the intracellular infection.
How does muscle kinesiology work, muscle testing? I was just looking into that subject right now.
Well, it's very interesting. I'm removing electronic torture chips only using muscle testing. So these people, some are whistleblowers in companies, others are, you know, say, in the Department of Defense or other parts of the government where these things are being tested. And they had like a quarter of a millimeter chip put in them, usually with a needle or in a surgical site, sometimes drinking water. And if it's close to the surface, then I get the exact location. I make a little incision. I go in, and I take a chip out that's between 1 millimeter and a quarter of a millimeter. You can hardly see it. And then I send it in, and it gets tested 28 times. I've sent chips in 28 times. They've been chips. So that's the best scientific evidence for applied kinesiology I've ever seen. It's really incredible that it works that well.
But how does the muscle testing itself work? How do you do it?
It works because it comes from the soul. It's spiritual medicine. And then there's a group of doctors that work with me that are not in body, of course, but they are spiritual doctors that work with me to help me locate where things are. So it's spiritual. It's working with, I guess, it's really the cutting edge of medicine, if you think about it. I mean, I don't think anybody else is doing it but me. But it's very, very good for all sorts of stuff. We can diagnose the cause of disease, the cause of cancer, the cause of arthritis, the cause of hypertension. And sometimes the cause is very easy to take care of. Like a lot of cancers are occurring because of the smart meters or because of geopathic stress problems. They are sleeping in a bed over a geopathic stress line. And if they just move the bed or move to the other side of the bed, the cancer will go away. So you see how important it is to understand the cause of disease.
Yes. So with muscle testing, you're asking the person questions and their body moves in a certain way.
Yeah, their soul and then also the doctors too. I mean, the doctors are involved. If it's a yes, yes, no questions. And if it's a yes, they're strong, and if it's a no, they're weak. So, you know, you can do almost any muscle you want to. I usually just have them bend their arm and then pull their arm toward me as they say different things. And sometimes I do it silently. I don't mind doing it silently because then there's no interference. You know, if somebody really wants to pull hard, they might be able to mess up the results. But if I do it silently, then I get accurate answers that are extremely accurate.
And this also helps for releasing trauma-based emotional issues as well, right?
Yeah. You know, you can do releasing techniques. My spiritual father, Doc Linwald, was one of the pioneers of releasing techniques. And he would hear, you know, spiritual hearing, what the person needed to release, and they would say, you know, I release, you know, my fear of, you know, flying, or my fear of having cancer, or whatever it is, you know, I release this, that, and the other, and then sometimes all sorts of stuff would happen. I mean, they'd have spontaneous remissions from cancer. They would have all sorts of real miraculous things happen. And it was just from releasing. So you're absolutely right that if we can release certain energetic things within our field, and also, as you said, as a shamanic practitioner, you have to go and do rescue of portions of your soul that have been trapped in other dimensions and other time-space continuums, and put everything back together. Like whenever you have a major trauma, sometimes a part of your soul stays at that moment.
Yeah, you have to literally go to that moment in time, whether that's back in history, in present or future, and retrieve that portion of the soul as a little piece that's traumatized or fragmented, and then incorporate it back with your soul.
Right.
That is you, the soul that I am.
Speaking of shamanic stuff, a lot of cancer is actually generational curse. That's one of the things you have to ask about. I have a shaman that is in my meditation group that will remove those curses, and we see real remarkable results when the curses are removed. And that brings me to the cause of cancer, which is a fourth dimensional intrusion into the third dimension, into an organ of low energy. So what we do is we muscle test all of the low energy aspects, be it radiation, infection, emotional, geopathic stress, electromagnetic, generational curse, you know, just whatever. We find out what it is, and then we treat it, and that treating the cause of the cancer is actually a very, very smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and also release work. Sometimes people have so much emotional layers on top of one on top of the other, and it causes the disease, the physical symptomatic disease of the emotional issue that the person.
Yeah, you have to be very, very careful about being a victim.
Yes.
If you're a victim. In your mind, like I'll give you an example. For breast cancer, if a woman's right-handed and someone who's supposed to protect her betrays her, like a husband cheating, an uncle sexually molesting her, a father dying with no life insurance and leaving everybody destitute, or even a dog dying, it's very interesting. It's a whole thing. Some of the stuff isn't real logical, but it is in the same category that somebody that or something, an animal that was supposed to protect you, doesn't or betrays you, then you can get left-sided breast cancer. And on the other hand, on the right side, it's somebody that the patient is nurturing or protecting. It could be parents, a child, an animal, whatever. If that person or animal almost dies or somehow rejects them, then you can get right-sided breast cancer. But it's all tied up in victim mentality. Relationship problems. If someone is on the receiving end of a verbal abuse in a marriage, then that person can get kidney cancer because the kidney is a relationship. So each organ has a particular emotional thing that can occur if they become a victim. So it's important in life not to be a victim, not to, you know, feel that you're being victimized, because it lowers the energy of a particular organ and can increase the risk of cancer.
Indeed, and also environmental stressors, like where you work in buildings and certain types of buildings.
Smart meters are the big one, I'm telling you.
Yes, or, you know, if you don't have enough air, if the ventilation system is not filtrated, if there's, you know, those types of things. If you work in concrete buildings, it also adds up to the layers of symptoms to why you feel the way you do. It's important to know where you work and, you know, how your body responds to environment as well. It's a big factor.
Yeah, we live in a real electromagnetically not healthy environment, and most of us do anyway. because of the cell towers. They've increased the energy coming out of the cell towers. When we're going to 4G networks and higher networks, that is an energetic stressor. The smart meters, and somebody told me that you also have to be careful of the gas meter. It's not just the electric meter. There might be a Wi-Fi device on the gas meter that could be dangerous too, so we'll have to look into that. But you can buy protection for your home. You can buy systems that protect your home. You can buy, you know, personal pendants and things that protect you from electromagnetics. And then, of course, the cell phone, you should really never have it up around your head, because I interviewed Dr. Carlo, who did $20 million worth of research for the cell phone companies, and found that it was the free radicals in the brain that caused the neuroepithelial malignancy and the parotid tumors and the 8th cranial nerve tumors, and that melatonin, actually, I take 6 milligrams of melatonin every night to help undo the free radical problem. Mm-hmm. So that's something that people can muscle test for and see if they need.
Exactly. These cell phones, these smartphones, the larger ones, they produce a lot of radiation, and so do computers and stuff, and TVs. I shut off everything at night. My Wi-Fi connection, everything is off at night.
Yeah, that's smart. I actually sleep in a Faraday cage.
Oh,
that keeps out everything.
What does that look like, a Faraday cage?
It looks like a canopy that's suspended from the ceiling. It's about $1,000 for a, you know, like a queen-size bed on Amazon. I was told by some of the clairvoyants that are close to me that because I was doing this electronic torture chip thing that I might be microwaved, and so I have a microwave detector, and I sleep in a Faraday cage as a precaution.
Mm.
It's better to be prepared,
yes,
as you know, than to be microwaved, because that's not good for you.
Yeah,
and evidently microwaving is very common. My patients are microwaved a lot, so it burns them. The microwave burns them.
Yeah, using a microwave, it also takes away the nutrients from your food.
Right,
Like when you microwave your food, it's no longer that nutrient-based food. Half of it is gone.
And I think that Russia used to shoot microwaves at the U.S. Embassy, and I think a lot of people got cancer or got other illnesses. So there's probably a pretty good track record of microwaves not being good for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But Faraday cages just block out everything. That way I can keep my cell phone on. You know, I can still hear the cell phone ring. I'm a surgeon. I don't really want to turn my cell phone off because of emergencies.
You're on call almost all the time,
yes? Yeah, all the time, because if a patient gets in trouble in the middle of the night, I got to be able to answer the phone. So
yes,
turning everything off in the room is not as easy.
Yeah, so I'm very sensitive to electromagnetic energy frequencies from devices, so for me it has to stay all off at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I have crystals all over my room and house to just cleanse the energies.
Mm-hmm.
And I cleanse the crystals, and they just keep everything energetically clean.
Right, yeah. Do you do a radio show?
I do pre-recorded shows privately with friends and intuitives and anybody who wants to come on my show, whatever topic is relevant. It's called Awakening Cosmic Reality Show, and it's on YouTube. That's the YouTube channel.
And what sort of things have you been, I guess, exploring lately with the Ascension?
Well, right now I was exploring healing, energetic healing through sound.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes certain melodic frequencies can heal the body physically, emotionally, and physically. So I've been working with different sound frequencies in order to try to do that on myself. And I recently had an interview with a woman who does brain bliss. She uses whale and dolphin sounds to help heal people and to help heal the brain. So that was something recent that I was exploring. And also the application of crystals with healing sound and tuning forks.
That's something I work with a lot, with frequency of tuning forks. And also just different kinds of sound, to heal the body and emotionally and physically. So that's something that really interests me. And meditation through music, through metaphysical music that really resonates with the soul. And it helps you to relax, and it helps you to put you into a deep meditative state. That's something that I've been exploring as well, because I can't just sit down and meditate. I need some type of a musical focus to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I've been speaking about with friends quite a lot. If you can't tune out everything and, you know, create that white noise, if you can't do that on your own naturally, how can you help yourself with meditation? And I can't even listen to guided meditations from other people. So I select spiritual and metaphysical music that resonates energetically with my soul frequency, and then I can meditate. So that's what I've been exploring as well, a number of things, and how colors as well help you to relax, working with the chakra system, the crystals, you know, the chakra system. Because every crystal has a specific color, and it matches with a chakra point on the body to energetically heal you.
Right.
So those are the kinds of healing modalities I've been looking into and studying and focusing on recently.
Steve Halprom has a CD called Higher Ground. Have you ever heard of that one?
No, what is that about?
Steve Halprin is like the father of New Age music, and he's a friend of mine. He visits here sometimes, and it was funny. He had sent me a bunch of CDs, and I was using them to do healing in the healing room. And so he came in, and he went back just to make sure I didn't have anybody else's CDs but his, which I did luckily. So that was funny. But especially Higher Ground he's just really talented to bring in the right frequencies to help people meditate. You know, he just really is good at that. So you might take a look at some of his CDs, including Higher Ground, and see what you think about them. But almost scientifically done, you know, to put you in a delta theta state, just very easily.
Very relaxing for the brain, and it just tunes everything out. All the, you know, everything is tuned out, and your mind is just relaxed.
Right.
I've heard of that. It's beautiful. Very beautiful. How long have you been doing medicine and surgery?
Well, 30 years for plastic surgery, and 21 years for the radio show. So I've interviewed almost everybody out there. it's been really fun to talk to everybody.
Yeah, it's quite amazing where our society is turning more towards the alternative medicine, because Big Pharma, you know, their medications are full of all kinds of substances and medications.
They're also very expensive.
driving
up the cost of healthcare.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Their Big Pharma medication is just full of stuff that shouldn't even have in medications.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah.
You got to be very careful about vaccines. There's stuff in vaccines that you don't want to get in you.
Well,
I'm not talking about vaccines against critical diseases like tetanus. I'm talking about vaccines that might have another agenda to them. So
yeah,
you
like
have to be very careful. Muscle test before you get vaccines. How's that?
Yeah, and vaccines have chips and implants and nanomachines as well.
They do. That's have you ever heard of Dr. Hilde Staninger?
No.
She has a radio show, then I'm on it. And you ought to go on her radio show too, but she's the expert in the chipping, including what's in them and the vaccines and everything. So she is a toxicologist. I met her because she was a wealth of knowledge about what was in the silicone implants and, you know, like how to get methyl ethyl ketone out of people and stuff like that, because a lot of these chemicals are hydrophobic and they're very difficult to get out. So she really helped me a lot to understand toxicology, which was very important. And I had her on the radio show just recently. We were talking about all sorts of really interesting stuff. She even studied the fibers in Morgellons and found that there was fibers in the chemtrails that matched them. And just all sorts of very interesting. She's a wealth of knowledge. So
yeah,
you might want to go on her radio show. I'm sure she'd be happy to talk to you.
Yeah, I've been studying nanomaterials and how there's nanoparticles in the chemtrailing that's going on.
She is an expert in that. So please, I'll email you her address and introduce you to her, because she, of all the people I know, she knows the most about that.
Yeah, and these things are all in our food, too, in the GMO food. Anything GMO processed will have these nanoparticles. Extra stuff that food shouldn't even have because it's synthesized and hybridized.
Yeah, nano, you know, they use kind of nano as a catchword, thinking that people will buy it because it has nanotechnology in it. She was telling me that nano silver is dangerous because it goes inside the nucleus and starts coagulating proteins. you might not want to put a whole bunch of nano stuff in you till you really know what it does. You know,
yeah,
it's like a little dangerous. You don't want your DNA to coagulate. You know.
Yeah, well, there's a huge book called Therapeutic Nanomaterials, which talks about how nanotechnology can help to cure cancer. You know, how it could help to rebuild the body. Like if you're missing an arm or a leg, eventually nanotechnology could, you know, synthesize body parts, but it also can destroy the body from the inside out.
Well, I think there's a lot we don't know about it, and I think some of these technologies, I had emailed you earlier about nanobots. I actually had five or six patients with nanobots, which is an alien-type technology, and you know, we really don't know much about it. You know, we have to just go on intuitive information about how to get rid of it and how to deal with it. So nano things can be used to torture people as well.
Oh, yes. It was used on me, actually. When I was a child, I had 36,000 of these micro-nano nanites implanted in me by a reptilian race when I was abducted as a child, and that's what caused the deterioration of my immune system.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, we have to be very careful about all this alien technology because it can be misused. I think some of the chips that I'm removing didn't exactly come from Earth. You know, I think they probably came from another source, too.
Yeah. I had to resort to surgery to get half of these things removed from my body. They were in my uterus and cervix.
Yeah.
And I was, it gave me constant anemia and fatigue. Sometimes I couldn't even get out of bed. So once I had, I tried energetically to remove them, but they kept replicating. So I had to resort to surgery. I found a very good doctor who helped me, and surgery went well, and you know, these things are out of my body now, so sometimes surgery is the only way.
I know, as a surgeon, like these defective implants, you know, nothing is going to get them out of the body. We have to remove them, and we have to remove the scar capsule and any lymph nodes that are filled with silicone. You know, it's just dense material, and nothing energetic that we have that, at least in this dimension, I can imagine there might be some healing techniques that exist in higher dimensions, but not this third dimension. We really have to resort to surgery right now anyway.
Exactly, and I remember you emailed me about asking about the medical pods, the technology that's, it's available to the elites, but it's not available to us. And it can basically, you know, they put you into this medical chamber. Looks like a bed, glass covers you, and it scans your body. It looks for any symptoms of disease, and then, you know, it just matches your genetic code, what's on file, and it removes the disease.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology is there. It's just not available to the general public.
Right. And, you know, given that things continue to go well with, you know, the current political situation and we get rid of the obstacles, I think that disclosure will be happening, and then some of these medical technologies will be able to be used to help the public and really help keep the cost of medicine down.
Because it would
cure disease rather than just simply keep you on a $50,000 a month drug, you know, which is crazy.
Yes, and the drug does something else to affect your
body. Well, it causes cancer. You listen to these TV commercials. In fact, the U.S. is the only place where the pharmaceutical companies can directly advertise to the patient. And it's just hilarious when you hear about all the side effects. I don't know if you remember this one, but there was a restless leg drug, and some of the side effects were compulsive gambling and sexual promiscuity. And I said to myself, you know, instead of getting venereal disease and getting pregnant and losing all my money, I think I'd rather have restless legs. You know, like,
well,
it was crazy.
Yeah, like all these medications have some side effect. So
well, that's because they block pathways, and you can't block pathways. You know, you say you can't fool Mother Nature. If you look at what these drugs are doing, the better they block the pathway, the more side effects they had. Like, for example, Advil doesn't block it very well, and so most people can tolerate Advil unless it eats a hole in your stomach. But if you do something like Celebrex, or there were some other ones that were actually taken off the market that were even blocking it better, then you get serious side effects. So the better the drug works, the more likely you are to have significant side effects.
Well, I admit to taking Advil sometimes for the migraines because I can't tolerate the higher drugs.
Right. They block the pathways too well.
Yes, exactly. And I take Advil on a limited basis because it can ruin your liver and your kidneys eventually. So
yeah, you have to
be
careful.
Yes, and I look at every medication before, you know, I can't even take most medications, but I look what are the side effects before I fill a prescription. So I want to know what is in this medication. That's so important.
Well, this is how I ask people to think about it. The medicine is either going to primarily hit the liver or the kidney, depending on where it's processed, okay? So a lot of antibiotics, except maybe Cipro, are processed by the liver. And the NSAIDs, like Aleve, Aspirin, Motrin, are processed primarily by the kidney. And so if you're on you don't want to take too many medicines that are only processed by the liver or the kidney. You know, you want to kind of to do a little of both, but not too many of each one. And then you want to take Renopath, which is a homeopathic that detoxes the kidney. And then you want to take milk thistle or silymarin to detox the liver. And I have patients on a lot of drugs because I'm treating the parasites, I'm treating the viruses, the bacteria. And a lot of times medication is needed. You know, they have bacterial infections in their chest wall. You need to have antibiotics. They have really bad viruses. I give them, you know, acyclovir or Valtrex. And they have really bad parasites, and the regular natural parasitic things for the gut don't work. You got to use albendazole, ivermectin, and praziquantel. So I have them on all these drugs, but then I support the liver and the kidney and tell them not to take Tylenol. You know, you should never take Tylenol when you're taking medications.
Yeah, it's,
or drink alcohol.
Yes, I stay away from Tylenol, period, because it's one of the ones that are higher blockers, and it's just I can't even tolerate Tylenol unless I have a very large fever that I need to bring down, like a 38. And Advil doesn't help. Then you go to the Tylenol. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I stick to Advil. You know, because my body naturally detects frequencies and drugs and what's not good for you. It won't. I just can't take it.
Speaking about frequencies, I want to mention something that we got in session that may manifest in late December. We got that there will be a very low frequency, an L frequency, that is put out through the cell phone towers and HARP and maybe even the satellites. That's going to hit in the latter part of December, and it's going to cause a lot of insomnia and people being very tired. So I've asked people to help. So I've asked engineers that work with me to start working on devices that will block that. But you may want to, you know, you may want to get more information on that, because that's going to be very disruptive, especially people who have to drive, or pilots, or, you know, doctors, surgeons, you know, that kind of thing. People have to be alert while they're working, which is most everybody, but anyway, so.
Well, it's interesting. A lot of my friends who are intuitive psychics and energetic workers are already saying that they feel insomnia. They can't get to sleep and tired. So maybe it's already hitting us.
I think the frequencies we're getting hit with are causing insomnia. Mm-hmm. And I think that they started it several months ago. Mm-hmm. But I think there's going to be a... my information is that this is a last-ditch effort to block the ascension frequencies, okay? Mm. So if this occurs, if they really intensify it, then it could get very difficult for people to function.
Yes.
Of course,
yes.
You could sleep in a Faraday cage. That's why, yes, I bring it up. A Faraday cage would be fine. That would block, yes, everything.
Yeah, exactly. Or turn off everything you have in your bedroom. Like, even that helps. So you don't, mm-hmm, get exposed to Wi-Fi and other electrical devices.
Yeah, just turn the breaker off to the room,
yes,
if you can. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that if somebody calls with an emergency, you might not hear it. So, you know, sometimes,
yeah,
when you have children and other responsibilities, you can't,
true,
do that. But,
yeah, that's true. That's,
yeah,
true. Or surround yourself.
But the Faraday cage is something that I think, I know that my partner was having bad insomnia, and I just told him to get a Faraday cage, and, mm-hmm, he says he sleeps great in it now. So obviously, it does work.
Yes, and I surround myself. I have like 100 and something crystals alone in my bedroom, and it
really,
well,
that helps a lot.
The energy.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, they clean the energy so well.
Yeah,
I've been sleeping better since I've had crystals in my room, and I put them in little, you know, geometric,
yeah,
symbolic grids, and it just,
sure,
really nice.
That is. Yeah, that's great. I have,
yes,
some amethyst crystals in the office that are gorgeous. They're very, very healing. People who have, like, writer's block come in and sit next to them, and then they don't have writer's block. So I have people that just come into my waiting room just to be in the energy.
Yeah,
so
because it's clean, clear energy.
It is, yeah.
Transmute any negative energy and bring in positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really in alignment with it, because the crystals come from the earth, so they are the earth.
Right.
And it's very geologically balanced, geomagnetically balanced as well with the crystal energy.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel less tired as well.
Right, yeah.
With certain crystals. So it's,
well,
quite...
we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give some information, some more information about your radio show and your contact information?
Sure. My radio show covers all kinds of different topics on spirituality, ufology, healing, anything that is really having to do with the ascension process and evolution.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I take in on my show, and it's called the Awakening Cosmic Reality Show. And,
mm-hmm,
pre-recorded shows, and then it's posted on my YouTube channel, which is the Awakening Cosmic Reality Show. And my website is Messages from a Star Traveler. If people want to Google that, they'll find it quickly on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like to get into the wisdom teachings of what's going on the planet and,
mm-hmm,
our, you know, physical evolution and spiritual and mental evolution. So those are,
mm-hmm,
the types of topics I enjoy discussing on the show. And I'm very open-minded to who I invite on the show. You know, if you have your story, I'm interested. If you have a unique story to tell,
mm-hmm,
I'm here. I'm here for people to express their uniqueness and,
great,
to be able to share their stories and experiences in life.
I want to share a story with you, because you may run into people, or you may experience this yourself. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever felt, and it happened earlier this week. And then the day after, as happened so often, I had a patient who had the same thing happen to her. And I did figure out what it was, but the patient actually thought that she had some sort of entity on her, and it was doing something weird, you know. But it wasn't. It was something that is being done by the spiritual doctors to treat osteoporosis. I have osteoporosis. I'm 62 on Saturday, and I have genetic osteoporosis, and I know my bone density isn't as what it really should be. And I was laying in bed, and my bones started to move. And I mean, really, the bones were moving. I never felt anything like it in my life. And for her, it was her hip bones, because the hip bones can, it, for me, it was my jaws. But for her, it was the hip bones. And what when we ask about it, we got that we are being prepared for ascension by having the bones being strengthened spiritually somehow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. I think they're that our, you know, our guardian angels and our spiritual guides and the people helping out are preparing us for what's coming up.
Yes, yes, because our body is 85%, I think, like, it's parts of certain, like, parts of water, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's parts 85% water, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And we're evolving into the crystalline essence. We already have small crystals in our body, soul crystals, but that's being moved further along, so our bodies will be more crystalline.
Yeah, definitely will be.
For me, it's leg twitching. Actually, my legs twitch, and energetically I'm getting an upgrade in my bone density.
I have my whole body jump. I mean, it just, it's weird.
I've had that happen to me, too, and that's when you're getting that energetic upgrade.
Right.
Your evolutionary upgrade, as I call it. And entity attachment, it's a little different. You feel really low and drained of energy.
Right, right.
You
now, this wasn't an attachment. This was, for my patient, it was actually her bones being upgraded to help her get through the ascension, I guess.
Yes, exactly. I just wanted to say that entity attachment is different. You just emotionally feel drained.
Yeah.
You have thoughts that are not your own.
Right.
Low energy.
That requires a shamanic practitioner that's used to dealing with that sort of thing.
Yes, yes, to clear the entity attachment.
You shouldn't try it at home.
No.
It's not advisable to try to get an entity off of your friend.
Yes.
Because the entity could attach to you pretty easily.
Yes, yes, you have to have protective symbols
right.
And protective...
And know what you're doing.
Yeah, you have to have protection for yourself to be able to block these entities from attaching onto you when they leave your friend or whoever you're treating.
Right.
So it's a lot of energy is used to remove them energetically on the spiritual level.
Right.
They leave physically as well, because they're interdimensional sometimes.
Yeah.
So it's quite interesting.
It is. And well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a delightful discussion.
Thank you. Yeah, and, don't be afraid of your ascension symptoms on the body.
Body will get through it, huh?
Yes, exactly.
It will.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Elena. We've been interviewing Elena Ka. She has, take a look at her website. Would you give your website one more time, Elena?
Yes, it's Messages from a Star Traveler.
And the name of your radio show?
Awakening Cosmic Reality Show on YouTube.
Right, okay. And both of those, she has great information on her website, and she interviews a lot of different people on her radio show. And I hope to have you back on the show, and we can talk about other topics.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'm versed in many different topics because of my alternative medicine background.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And disclosure when it comes up.
Yes. Yes, I do a lot of topics and presentations on disclosure as well on my radio show. I produce my own presentations, so that's a huge part of the topic that I enjoy covering. But I'm always open-minded to different topic ideas and hearing from people what they have to say.
Great. Well, great talking to you, and hope to have you back on soon.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Please join us next week.